text, Hallmark Channel presents. A sign in a snowy town. Thanks for visiting Christmas, Colorado, Santa's second favorite town after the North Pole. Title, Welcome to Christmas. Credits, Eric Mabius, Susan Hogan, Daniel Bacon, Sarah Edmondson, Lorne Cardinal, Michael Copsa, and Jennifer Finnegan. A sheriff's vehicle. A family gathered in a living room.
Good morning, Lily, Annie, and now.
Good morning, Gage.
Dad, when are we getting a Christmas tree? I'm making ornaments, so I need to know when we're getting a tree.
Next week, 2 weeks before Christmas. That's kind of our tradition.
But I want to change the tradition.
Then it wouldn't be a tradition. What are we making?
A reindeer, of course.
Sister reads.
Very good. I'm happy to see someone in the Christmas spirit.
I'm not 8 anymore, Dad.
Oh, come on. There's no age limit on Christmas spirit, Annie.
And don't forget your meeting with the mayor to talk about sweetening the town's deal for that ski resort.
Remind me again, why did I volunteer for this committee?
Well, considering there could be a few big changes happening, you're probably doing everything you can for the town.
Mm? Right. All right, girls, let's get ready for school.
But I'm not done with my reindeer.
We live in Christmas. They have reindeer on the street signs. Dad?
School. Ready. Now.
The sisters get up and head out.
You see, Hartwell Enterprises needs to know that we can compete with all the bigger cities. You know, the mayor knows that we're up against Mountain Park, but we need it way more than they do.
No, Mountain Park doesn't stand a chance of getting that resort with you around. Thank you.
She hands Gage his thermos and he heads out. At Hartwell Enterprises, two women walk the halls.
Dana, you just set up for the ski resort presentation. What are you doing?
More Christmas decorations. You remember Christmas, don't you, Madison? It's that holiday with the big guy in the red suit.
Yes, I heard of it.
Well, it's Mr. Hartwell's last Christmas before he retires. I wanted to make it special.
That's thoughtful of you, but you know Joe. He's going to be so wrapped up in where we're putting the ski resort, he won't even notice.
Well, I thought you already picked Mountain Park.
I did. And he's on board. He just wants to go over it one more time.
Have you heard anything about who he might be recommending to take over the company?
It's either going to be me or Harrison. I'm hoping if Mountain Park goes smoothly, it'll give me the edge.
But Harrison is his nephew.
Oh, Harrison runs the finance team. All he sees is the bottom line. Joe sees the big picture.
Well, maybe this will help.
I don't know that Christmas decorations are going to do the trick, but every little bit counts.
Where is your holiday spirit?
I like Christmas just as much as the next guy, but right now I need to make sure nothing gets in the way of putting our resort in Mountain Park.
On Main Street, Gage, the sheriff, walks into a cafe.
Morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Chelsea. Wow, the cafe looks great.
Thank you. I thought it needed a little more Christmas spirit.
Yes, because we don't have enough of that around here.
Coffee?
Please.
Just push the picture of the coffee.
I did. Can't I just tell you that I want a cup of coffee?
Ethan, how's it going?
Gage, please tell her that this new computer ordering system is just plain old silly.
You're the mayor. You can tell her.
It makes ordering easier.
Not if you can't actually order anything.
You know what? Never mind. Merry Christmas.
Thanks. I kind of wanted a muffin, too. Coffee's just fine.
Thank you, Chelsea. Mm-hmm.
Chelsea scowls at the tablet.
Boy, Nell is very determined about this whole ski resort business.
Thank goodness you never ran for mayor, because I'd be out of a job.
Remember when this used to be the place people went to for holidays? The parade, festival of lights, the ornament hunt.
Now all we have is the holiday fair. Been trying to figure out a way to bring the old traditions back, but it's just not in the budget.
Well, maybe the ski resort will be just the Christmas miracle we need.
Let's hope so.
At Hartwell, Madison presents to a group in a conference room.
So, to recap, Mountain Park has the infrastructure, a strong business community, and a population base that can help make this ski resort an instant success.
Nicely done, Madison. Well, I think I'm sold. Does anybody have any objections to Mountain Park? Harrison?
I was looking at some of the alternative sites, and the town of Christmas is offering more tax incentives, and the land is significantly cheaper.
Yes, but Christmas is too small. We do better when we're near bigger cities.
Small towns grow when we build near them.
True, but Mountain Park is already bigger. It has restaurants, tourist attractions, a mall. We could hit the ground running.
Madison, did you visit Christmas?
I didn't, but people on my team did.
Joe, from a financial perspective, I think we need to take a closer look at the town of Christmas.
I think that Mountain Park is probably the best choice. But what could it hurt? Madison, I want you to visit Christmas personally. Let's make sure we've done our due diligence.
I'll take care of it.
Great. And I'd like to see this all wrapped up by the holidays.
Dana leans over to Madison.
Let's get drunk.
Nell greets Gage as he comes home.
Hey.
Hello. Where did you find those?
In your workshop where you hid them.
I didn't hide them. I was saving them. And our electric bill.
I'm just hoping that a little more Christmas cheer will inspire Annie to want to sing in her family choir this year. You know, at the holiday fair.
She doesn't have to sing if she doesn't want to.
Oh, she thinks she's too grown up for Christmas. But she will regret not taking part in family traditions. Especially with you running off to Denver.
Well, I haven't decided if I'm going to take the job yet. That's why I haven't told anyone but you.
Gage, you've been sheriff here for forever.
And I think maybe it's time to try something else. Something with more responsibility. A bigger department means more opportunity.
But if we get that ski resort, we'll have all that right here.
No, I think maybe we need a fresh start.
Well, fresh starts are all well and good, as long as you're not leaving behind any unfinished business.
Hello. Oh, okay. Great, thank you. Bye.
What's going on?
That was the mayor. Hartwell Enterprises is coming to Christmas this weekend.
As in tomorrow?
Yeah.
So that must be good news then, right?
Yeah, they're sending someone named Madison Lane, and she's going to make the recommendation, so we really have to impress her. I'm going to call Rachel right now so we can start working on a presentation.
Aren't we better off just showing her around town when she gets here?
What? No, we need refreshments and decorations and...
And maybe bring in the high school marching band.
No, the town hall's too small. But that's a good idea. You're on the right track. We need to show this woman our civic pride.
Gage sighs. Madison drives down an icy road into Christmas while talking on the phone to Dana.
It's all just because Harrison wanted me out of the way so he could lobby Joe for the job.
You're not going to change your mind about Mountain Park, are you?
No. I am going to this meeting, and then I'm coming home. I'm just arriving now.
Madison? Are you okay? What happened?
Yeah, I just hit a patch of ice. Little fender bender could have been worse.
She sees the welcome to Christmas sign that she hit.
Definitely in Christmas now.
The Santa from the sign falls on her head.
Oh, no. Dana, I just took out Santa Claus.
Rachel, I can't believe how quickly you and my aunt pulled this presentation together.
It's amazing what this town can do when we work as a team.
Tom, no. Off to the side. Chelsea, put that one on the gold one.
Can you believe she was on a 12-foot ladder hanging lights earlier?
Nothing surprises me anymore.
Well, if you need a break, you guys are welcome at my home anytime. You know, I promised Beth that I'd look after you guys after she was gone.
Yeah, she appreciated that.
Well, she was my best friend.
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe after the holidays, you guys can come over for a real home-cooked meal.
The mayor.
Well, let's hope that we can convince Madison Lane with our presentation today.
If that doesn't do the trick, we'll just have to keep her here until she is convinced.
Sheriff McBride? Yes. Where?
Gage arrives at Madison's car.
Dana, let them know I'm running late, but don't tell them what happened, okay? That's the last thing I need.
He knocks on her window. She motions that she's on the phone.
I can see that. I'd be very appreciative if you wouldn't be.
Dana, I gotta go. Okay, thanks.
Let's make sure you're okay.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I just bumped my head a little.
Why don't I take a look? I have EMT training.
Really? Don't worry about it.
Well, it's kind of my job to worry about it. Unless, of course, you'd rather sit there with a possible concussion. That's entirely your choice.
She opens the car door. He shines a penlight in her eyes.
What's your name?
Madison Lane.
Gage McBride. Carter County Sheriff, can you tell me what happened?
The sign's fault.
Jumped out at you.
Megan Bright, it distracted me.
So you decided to run it over?
That'll show it who's boss.
The sign actually marks the city limits, or it did.
I have a meeting in town hall, and I'm going to be late. I hate being late.
A meeting, huh?
My company builds resorts. I'm here to listen to the town's dog and pony show of why it should be built in Christmas.
But you don't seem like you're looking forward to it.
It's part of the job. I have to hear them out.
But you don't think the resort belongs in Christmas?
No, but my boss wants to make sure we've done the due diligence. Do you think maybe you could drive me? The sooner I get there...
The sooner you can leave.
I didn't mean it quite like that, but I would really appreciate a lift if it doesn't take you too far out of your way. Please.
Okay, but you have to promise if you feel any pain or start to get dizzy, you let me know.
Yes. Yes, you will be the first to know. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Could you maybe not mention that I...
Ruined the town sign?
Mm-hmm.
Our little secret.
She takes her bags and walks to the sheriff's SUV. They arrive at town hall.
Where have you been?
Finding our guest. This is Madison Lane from Hartwell Enterprises.
Oh.
Hello. Welcome to Christmas. I'm Ethan O'Connor, the mayor. We can't wait to show you what our town has to offer.
Looking forward to it.
These are some of the folks that helped with the presentation. We have Rachel Dane.
Hello.
Nell McBride.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, wait, McBride.
You related?
Yeah. Known him since he was a baby.
She faces Gage.
You're from Christmas?
Oh, yeah, born and raised. He knows this town better than anyone.
How about that? Can I talk to you for a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
They step away from the group.
You told me you were the Carter County Sheriff. You didn't say you were from Christmas.
Christmas is pretty much the only town in Carter County.
How would I know that?
A map.
Listen, about what I said earlier.
The part where you have already decided that Christmas shouldn't get the ski resort?
I don't think I used those exact words.
You might have a concussion because that is what you said.
It's not personal. Like I said, it's just business.
Well, it's personal to this town. Maybe your company should send someone out who hasn't made up their mind already.
Look, I'm sure this is a really lovely town. It's just not the right fit. I'll keep an open mind, at least until my car's fixed.
Nell gathers the group.
Everyone, come here, come here. We've got a problem. We need your help, Tom.
Okay.
And with a name like Christmas, it should make it clear why we're Santa's second favorite town after the North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
Madison nods.
You know, I think that slogan could use some work. We could change it, or we could just bring in the marching band if you thought that might help.
No, thank you. This was great. Thank you for such a lovely presentation. I think you have a really pretty little town here.
Madison gathers her papers and starts to leave, motioning to Gage.
Miss Lane, you haven't seen much of it. We could take you on a tour.
Oh, there.
Oh. Yeah. Might have time for that. Unless the issue I had has been resolved.
Issue?
Car problem. Oh, there's Tom right now. We can ask him.
Oh.
I'm Tom Hubbard. I took a look at your car, Miss Lane, and hate to be the one to tell you, but that thing ain't going anywhere anytime soon.
What? It didn't look that bad.
Well, yeah, it never does. I mean, these new fancy cars, I mean, you just look at them wrong and they're in the shop for a couple of days.
No, I can't stay here for days. I will rent a car and I'll come back later.
Denver is a 4-hour drive. I'm sure by Monday everything will be settled and then you will have made a 4-hour drive to home and all the way back again. And besides, we have a big event that we want you to see tomorrow. Yes, the Festival of Lights, the opening. Mm-hmm. We have a big ceremony planned for tomorrow.
Yes, it's a festival with lights.
So many lights.
Mm-hmm. And you are going to be the one to turn them on.
To what?
And what?
You are going to be the one to push the big button at the Festival of Lights. Yeah, we just assumed that you were going to stay for the weekend because we thought, you want to get to know us all better. So it was going to be a surprise, right, Mr. Mayor?
Ethan raises his eyebrows.
Surprise!
Yeah.
Surprise! It's quite a surprise, isn't it, Sheriff?
It is, yes. And since you'll be with us for the weekend because of your car, you'll have time to do your due diligence. Isn't that how your boss put it?
She smiles.
Yes. I can probably make a few calls. Not that I have a choice. Is there a hotel? Actually, I have a bed and breakfast just down the street. I could set up a little room for you. Okay, perfect, right?
Well, Ethan, why don't you take Madison to the back office so she can make those calls and then we can go.
Sure.
He escorts Madison out. Gage whispers to the others.
Right this way. So, how was your drive in?
We haven't done the Festival of Lights in years. How are we going to pull this off?
Okay, call everyone in town. We need to get all the Christmas lights and decorations we can get our hands on. Oh, and a big button. Go, go, go. Well, we clearly haven't impressed Madison Lane, so we're going to have to wow her.
Gage quickly points to her.
Okay. We got a team getting the word out for folks to bring whatever decorations and lights they can spare to the park.
There must be some sort of law against what we're doing.
Yeah, well, luckily I know the sheriff. Oh.
Well, you ready for that tour of town we promised you?
Yeah, and then after, we can fix you a nice home-cooked meal at our house. Well, how does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Great. Then, shall we?
Yeah.
Please.
The three stroll on Main Street.
And up until 1933, this town was called Bryce Valley. And every year, they decorate the streets and the buildings. Turned it into a real wonderland. And people loved it so much, they started calling it Christmas Town.
So one year, everyone got together and voted to change it. So that's how we became known as Santa's second favorite town after the North Pole.
That slogan really does need some help.
Yeah.
Let us know you can help us with that.
I will give it some thought.
The town hall on the south side of town is where we have our big event, the annual holiday fair.
And it is wonderful. We've got games, we've got recipes handed down for generations, stockings, ornaments, all handmade right here in Christmas, and a choir made up of families from all across town who take turns singing carols.
Oh, sounds lovely.
Oh, it is. You're going to have so much fun.
Except I'm not going to be here. My car will be ready by then.
Oh, you're probably right.
Madison knits her brow, and her smile fades.
Probably.
Now at the McBride home, which is heavily decorated for the holiday.
Pretty nice, huh?
I think you missed a spot.
Well, lesson you should learn quickly with Nell. Sometimes it's easier to just play along. Come on.
Inside, they greet the kids.
Hey, girls. How was your time at Marty and Lisa's?
We made Christmas cookies.
Oh, they're beautiful, Lily.
They sure are. Annie, where are yours?
That's kid stuff. Lisa and I watched a movie.
Oh, right. Of course. Oh, Madison. Sorry, these are my daughters. Annie and Lily. Girls, this is Madison. She's going to be having dinner with us tonight.
Hello.
Because that's what we do here. We welcome guests with open arms.
Do you like reindeer?
Yes.
Then I welcome you with open arms.
She hugs Madison.
Oh, just like family. Come here, kiddo. Help me with dinner.
I'm actually going to try my boss again. I'll be right back.
Madison steps outside to call.
Hi, it's Madison again.
Madison sees Nell walk past and steps into the garage to finish her call.
All right, well, let him know I'll try
try to be back late Monday, but at this point, who knows? Well, Dana can cover for me.
She picks up a bell. Gage arrives and takes it from her.
Ellen, I gotta go. Thanks, bye. Sorry. Didn't mean to snoop.
It's okay, it's just kind of my, private space.
Top secret Christmas ornaments.
Something like that.
Make those every year?
No, haven't in a while. I'm busy. I have a job and kids.
I have a job and hobbies.
But you don't have children.
How do you know?
Because you hug Lily like she was a cactus.
She took me by surprise.
Not everyone's good with kids.
I am great with kids, okay? I was a kid once upon a time.
Yeah. Where did you grow up?
Philadelphia was home.
Denver is now.
Home? I guess. I mean, I work so much, I'm rarely there, and I only moved there because of work.
Must have been tough. I'm going to leave the place to people you love.
It was a great opportunity. You'd do the same, wouldn't you?
Guess we'll find out.
What does that mean?
Just, I was offered a job with the police force in Denver.
Great. One more place I need to worry about my driving.
I would worry about your driving everywhere. Listen, I'd appreciate it if you'd keep the whole job thing between us.
You don't say anything about the sign. I won't say anything about the job.
He checks his phone.
Oh, there's Nell. She wants to discuss dinner options.
Look, I appreciate all of this, but it's not going to get me to change my mind about the ski resort.
What's so great about Mountain Park?
Well, they don't have a giant Santa Claus sign distracting drivers.
Neither do we anymore.
Madison grins and follows him out. At the B&B, Rachel welcomes Madison.
How was dinner?
Oh, it was great.
Good. Get
so your room is just up the stairs and into the hall.
Okay.
I hope you're going to be comfortable.
Oh, I'm sure I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Rachel dons a coat and hurries out while Madison settles in. There is a basket of goodies on her bed. She reads the card and then comes downstairs.
Rachel, thank you for the... Rachel?
She sees Rachel hurrying away from the B&B with a box of decorations.
More decorations.
Well, just about everyone in town contributed what they could.
I think we need more.
I can't believe I'm aiding and abetting this scheme.
What scheme? We're putting up a bunch of decorations in the park. I don't know why we stopped doing it in the first place.
Because it was too expensive and tourists stopped coming.
Okay, yeah, but right now there's only one tourist that counts. So, what's she like?
Well, you met her.
Yeah, but I met the work version of her. I haven't met the stroll through town, meet your kids, cook her dinner version.
Well, they're both kind of frustrating. What are you smiling at?
Nothing.
Should I ask where you got those, or would I have to arrest you?
Chelsea found some more smarty pants.
So do we really think that's going to make Madison change her mind about the ski resort?
We just have to get her to fall in love with the town. Sure, our charming traditions.
Well, how do you propose in keeping her here that long?
Two words. Glue gun.
No?
At the McBride house, the girls sit at a craft table.
Why are we making our Christmas stockings this year?
Because we're showing Madison what a town full of real holiday magic looks like. Your dad is going to pick her up right now. They should be back any minute.
I think it's fun.
Oh, here they are. Keep having fun, kids. Yeah, that's it. Here. Hey, Madison, come on in.
Hi. We're making Christmas stockings.
I see that. You really didn't have to invite me over for breakfast. You fed me so well last night.
It's no trouble. You are our guest. Hey, maybe you want to make Christmas stockings with us.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Come sit down. It's fun. Yeah, I'll get you a cup of coffee and get you one of my homemade blueberry muffins. And here, you just take this and just stick that snowflake on the stocking. Just stick it on the stocking.
Lily makes a strange face.
This is one of those times where it's easier to just play along.
Here.
Oh, I am perfectly capable of gluing a snowflake to a Christmas stocking.
Okay.
Oh. Sorry.
Oh, don't worry. That's okay. I never liked that table much anyway.
I'm so sorry. I don't normally make stockings.
See? She just buys hers like normal people.
No, I'm just on the road so much, I don't do all that much for Christmas.
Well, that's too bad. Why is your hair all funny?
Lily, that's not nice.
Oh, that's right. I didn't think I was going to be away this long. I am normally much more put together than this.
Well, look, Gage has to do some errand running around for me this morning. Why don't you just go with him? And then he can take you shopping at the end.
Oh, no. You don't have to do that. Just point me in the direction of the stores. I'll be fine on my own.
It is no problem. He can show you all the town's hidden treasures.
Madison looks away when Gage looks at her.
I think I got everything I need. Thanks for taking me shopping, by the way. You didn't need to do that.
Well, Nell usually gets her way.
How did she end up living with you guys, anyway?
My wife, Beth, passed away a few years ago. She moved in to help out, and she just never left.
I'm sorry for your loss.
My parents died when I was young. She raised me. I know she can be a little...
intense. A little bossy.
She has a heart the size of the Rockies. She's family.
This probably would have gone a lot faster if we'd just gone to the mall.
The nearest mall is 30 miles away.
Get anything done. Here you go. Thanks.
Come on. We have stores here. There's also the internet. We do have online shopping.
Yeah. Your deliveries come via sleigh.
You know, I could drive you to Denver myself.
The postman feels like Santa.
Or you could walk.
Gage works with the townspeople.
Hey, you two. I sent off the new offer on the land to Harrison Hotwell today. He seemed really excited. Said our tax incentive package looks solid. Oh, and I sent a copy to Madison as well.
Oh, well, we just have to convince her now.
Well, and we can do that by showing something more than numbers, something that shows how special our community is. This Festival of Lights is just the beginning. Mm.
What is this big button going to be hooked up to?
Oh, nothing. When Madison presses the button, Tom's going to plug in a really long extension cord.
You know, I don't mean to be a killjoy, but what if we go through all this and she chooses Mountain Park?
As long as she is still here, we will snow her with Christmas. We can bring back the holiday parade, make her the Grand Marshal.
I really appreciate your enthusiasm, but there's no way we can put a parade together last minute.
Well, we have to do something else. How about the ornament hunt? That's always so much fun, and it's so easy to do.
Yeah, because you didn't have to make the ornaments.
Oh, you loved it, you know it.
Sheriff McBride. Oh, hi, Sharon. Yeah, Andy's gonna come over and walk Lily home. Oh. Yeah, okay, I'll be right over. Thanks.
Is there trouble?
Teenager.
Madison on Main Street.
Yes, Harrison, I saw the new offer.
It's a good deal. It makes more financial sense than Mountain Park.
If you just look at the startup numbers, maybe, but there are long-term factors and intangibles that can't...
You don't build resorts with intangibles, Madison. Even Uncle Joe knows that.
Harrison, I really want to get on the same page with you about this. Why don't we discuss it tomorrow when I'm back in the office? That way we can both be face-to-face with Joe. Okay, I'll see you then.
She spies Gage with Annie.
All you have to do is walk your sister home from the Jensen's.
I'm sorry, I was reading and forgot. I'll go get her right now.
No. I'll get her. Just get your stuff and head home, okay?
Okay.
Madison joins Gage after Annie leaves.
Everything okay?
What were you like when you were 13?
She touches his arm.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
All right. I'll see you in a bit.
He stalks away, and Madison enters the diner.
Hi, Madison. Merry Christmas.
Hi. Chelsea, right?
Yes.
Welcome.
Thanks. Hey, Annie.
Hi.
Saw you with a Christmas carol there.
It's one of my favorite books. My parents got me a copy when I was about your age. You liking it?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I have a coffee to go, please?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Oh, looking forward to the Festival of Lights opening tonight?
Absolutely.
It's a big honor to push the button that turns the lights on. When I was a kid, I used to think it would be so cool to be the one who got to do it.
How about you, Annie? You ever wanted that honor?
What honor?
You know, to kick off the Festival of Lights like we do in the town park every year.
Annie smiles at Chelsea's prompt.
Oh, sure, yes. I've always wanted to do that. Maybe next year. Oh, it's on me. Thanks.
Annie, can I walk with you? So, turning on the lights for the festival, not your idea of Christmas fun?
Not really.
No? How about the holiday fair? Everyone seems pretty excited about that.
Most of the games are fun. And the food is good.
Wait, fun games, good food? That sounds pretty cool. What's not to like?
They want me to sing in the family choir. But it's all these little kids singing with their dads and moms.
So which Christmas is your favorite?
Which what?
Yeah, the Christmas carol. Christmas past, present, or yet to come.
I'm only up for Christmas present.
Mm, it's a good one. Wait till you get to Christmas yet to come. There's this part.
Don't that... ruin it.
All right, you're right, you're right. No spoilers. Just let me tell you this tiny
little part. No, it's not.
Annie and Madison tease each other as they walk. Now at the festival, Madison and Cage.
So?
Yeah, kind of looks like lights and decorations from a bunch of different places put together.
Oh, it's all part of a small town charm.
Oh.
That's why people like to come to a town like this instead of a mountain park with their boring, regular Christmas trees.
Nicely played. Still not going to get me to change my mind about the ski resort.
Oh, come on, take a look around. I mean, look at the friendships, the community. I mean, the spirit.
Good God.
Tell me you don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I get it. I'm not a robot. But this is one night. What are you going to do tomorrow night and the night after to keep people coming back? I can't support a ski resort with one event.
Madison, are you ready?
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for coming to the Christmas Festival of Lights.
Annual!
The annual Festival of Lights ceremony for the town of Christmas. Here to press the ceremonial button is Madison Lane of Hartwell Enterprises.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. It's an honor to be here. But I might need a little bit of help. Lily, Annie, can you come up here, please?
Come on, Annie, let's go.
Go.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready? One. Two, three!
In the distance, Tom drops the plug and no lights come on.
Technical difficulties. Go ahead, try again.
One, two, two and a half.
Two and three quarters.
Two and seven eighths.
Three.
Tom plugs and the lights come on. The townspeople hug and wander down among the lights.
Well, that certainly was a memorable evening.
It was. Very charming.
But charming doesn't fill a ski resort. I get it. Look, you are a smart, successful business person.
Flattery won't work either.
What would you do to make this town something that Hartwell Enterprises wants to be a part of?
I like the Christmas events. I would just do them bigger and more often. mean, the small town charm is great, but how does it support what my company's trying to do?
Well, we have other events.
And I wish I could stay to see them, but I have to get back to Denver. I'm really sorry.
They continue walking. At the car shop, Tom talks to Madison, with Nell and Gage nearby.
Take about a week to get those parts in.
A week?
That is shocking.
Well, that is shocking. It's almost hard to believe.
Madison on the phone with her boss.
How long?
A week. But don't worry, I'll be back in Denver later today.
If your car isn't ready.
It's not 1952. I can rent a car. I can get a ride. I can hire a helicopter. I will figure it out.
Hold on. Harrison showed me the updated offer from the town.
I know, but it's still not enough to make it better than Mountain Park.
Well, I think it's something you need to investigate. Due diligence, Madison.
And as long as you're there, why not use the time
to get to really know them?
You want me to stay here?
Madison, this project means a lot to me.
Let's make sure we get it right, okay?
Okay. I'll do my best.
She hangs up and clenches.
Good news. Looks like I'm going to be sticking around here for a few more days.
Oh. Wonderful.
Yes, yes. It's exciting. I just really want to get to know Christmas. What's the next big holiday event?
The ornament hunt.
Walking on Main Street.
We hide ornaments all over town, and people get points and trophies and everything.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, Gage, how are you coming along with those ornaments for the hunt?
I'm a little behind.
Oh, yeah, well, you probably could use some help. Madison, why don't you help him? Oh, won't that be fun?
Yeah.
In Gage's garage, they work on ornaments.
He said he hadn't made these in a while. Job, kids.
Yeah, I mean, a while since last year.
What?
Nothing. Could you hand me that, file?
This?
Thanks again, by the way, for including the girls last night. They really had fun.
My pleasure. They're good kids.
I appreciate it.
So, how does this ornament hunt work?
Ethan and some of the others from City Hall, they hide ornaments, sometimes too well. There was actually 1 year we didn't find them all until the snow had melted.
So whoever finds the most wins?
Yeah, we have trophies and everything.
It just seems like you could do more. Add coupons or prizes from local businesses. Find this ornament, get a free dessert from Chelsea's place with the purchase of lunch or dinner.
It's a good idea. Yeah, I'll talk to Ethan.
Really?
I'm not too stubborn to admit when a better opportunity comes along.
You really love it here, don't you?
I do.
So why are you considering that job in Denver?
Because I've been sheriff here for a long time.
So, lots of people have the same job their entire lives.
Is that what you want?
For the right opportunity, sure. I'm actually in the running to head up the company after my boss retires. I think I could be happy doing that for the rest of my life.
So it's just about finding the right opportunity.
Nell pokes her head in.
Hey, there you are. Come join us. We're making Christmas cookies.
Aunt Nell's Christmas cookies. Now that is an opportunity you don't want to miss out on. Come on.
Okay.
It's great, Annie. Lily, don't be shy with those sprinkles. Come on. Gage, get those into the oven before they settle too much. Madison, really, you call that stirring? Put your back into it, girl.
Were you a drill sergeant?
He used to make tables.
There's 30 years at the Christmas furniture factory. You're one of the town's top employers.
Yeah, actually, I used to work there part-time when I was younger.
What happened to it?
Times change. A few years ago, they had to shut it down. Town hasn't been the same since. And that's another reason why we need that resort. It could be a whole new beginning. Hey, that could be our new town slogan.
What's wrong with the old one?
What, Santa's second favorite town after the North Pole? It doesn't really sing. Besides, I heard that something happened to our town sign and we have to replace it. You got any ideas on that, Madison?
The sign?
The slogan.
Oh, no. not yet. I'll let you know.
Uh-huh.
Dad, can Madison come with us tomorrow to get our Christmas tree?
Oh, no, I don't want to intrude on a family thing.
That's no intrusion, right, Gage?
No, it's not. Please. Come.
Okay. It'd be nice.
Okay, I think we're ready for a new batch of cookies.
Can we get two more?
Mm.
Two.
Good work, girls. Mm. Did you try this one?
Yeah.
So good.
At the tree lot.
What kind of Christmas tree do you usually get, Madison?
Well, if I'm working, I usually just get a little mini tree, put it on my bedside table.
I like big trees!
Annie, are there any trees you see that you like?
They all look the same, don't they? When I was a kid, my family made picking out a tree a game. What kind of game?
Well,
you just pick something Christmassy that there are a lot of, like, reindeer?
I'm listening.
Okay, Lily, you go first. Stand next to a tree and name a reindeer.
Dancer?
Annie, your turn. You pick a tree and build on it. Okay. Dancer. And Prancer. My turn. And we keep going until somebody gets stumped. The last person to correctly name all the reindeer wins, and we take the tree they're standing next to. Dancer. Prancer, Comet. Now your turn.
Okay, Dancer, Prancer, Comet, Cupid.
Your turn, Dad.
Oh, Dancer, Prancer, Comet, Cupid. Steve.
Steve wasn't a reindeer.
Oh, are you sure about that?
Dad.
Dasher. Dasher.
My turn. Dancer, Prancer, Comet.
Back at home.
Oh, that's such a great one.
How about this one?
I remember
that.
I remember this one. Can we put it on a tree?
Yeah.
Madison, what was Christmas like when you were a kid?
It was a lot of fun. My folks would have our friends and neighbors over, and everybody would eat, laughs, and Christmas carols. Inevitably, we'd end up in the front yard having snowball fights.
Let me guess, you always won?
Always.
Annie and Madison in the living room.
It was everything you'd want Christmas to be.
Do you still have snowball fights with your family?
No. Both my parents are gone. But I still have great memories. That's the most important thing.
How are you going to celebrate this Christmas?
Oh, well, I was just gonna stay in Denver. Maybe watch some Christmas movies on TV.
Alone?
Well, it's okay if that's what Madison wants.
You're helping decorate the tree, so you're part of this family now.
Well, Gage, I think it's time for the lights.
No big button this time?
No, not this time.
Okay, and one, two
and a half,
two and three quarters,
two and seven eighths,
three.
Gage plugs it in, and the lights brighten. Now in the garage, they prepare the ornaments for the hunt.
How many more ornaments do you need to make?
Well, the ornament hunt is tomorrow, so as many as I can until then.
Oh, obviously, my help is invaluable.
Obviously.
What's this supposed to be?
Oh, that's reindeer. It's background scenery for the holiday fair.
How far in the background?
Ha-ha. It's a work in progress.
I don't know how you get anything done in here with all this stuff.
Oh, come on. This isn't stuff. This is evidence of a life well lived.
That's a nice way of saying stuff.
She pulls a cover off of a sleigh.
Oh, no, don't. That.
Santa? Is that you?
Very funny. It's not that kind of sleigh. See? There's no reindeer attached.
Why is it in your garage?
Oh, it was another town tradition. To use it for photographs with Santa.
Doesn't explain why it's here.
Well, it was my dad's. It's been there for a lot of years.
Oh. You were talking about opportunities. That sounds like one to me. Maybe you should focus on that instead of whatever that is.
That is a reindeer.
Sure, let's go with that. It's a good day today.
Yes, it was. And I was obviously wrong when I said you weren't good with kids. You are.
And I don't treat them like kids. I treat them like small, moody adults. I've dealt with a lot of those.
Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure the girls understand that you'd be leaving at some point. I wouldn't want them to be, you know, disappointed when you had to go back.
Yeah, that would be bad. For them, I mean. Mm-hmm. Well, I should probably get back to the B&B.
Oh, I'll walk with you.
Okay.
He follows her outside after shaking his head and frowning. The townspeople all gathered in the park for the hunt.
So, I think we're in pretty good shape. Tom's team's down a man, so they're gonna have trouble keeping up. And the Murphys just got back from Hawaii, so they're gonna be soft.
Oh. Is it just locals who do this?
No, tourists as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our only true threat.
Merry Christmas!
Rachel!
Merry Christmas!
Mel, Gage, Madison.
Hi.
Madison's on your team too?
Oh, yeah. We thought we'd give her the full Christmas experience.
Oh, that's just wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she'll have a great time.
Oh, she'll have a fantastic time because we're going to win.
Oh, wow. That's very optimistic now.
Come on. It's all about having fun, right? Spirit of Christmas.
Right. Winning isn't everything.
No, it's just a friendly competition.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, jingle all the way.
Yeah. Friendly competition. Yeah, we're going to win.
Hello, everyone. Before we begin, I want to remind everyone about the Holiday Fair. It's our town's biggest event, and we still need more volunteers.
I have the sign-up sheets here.
But for today, welcome to the Christmas Ornament Hunt.
Annual
Christmas Ornament Hunt. The rules. Teams can split up for the hunt, but everyone must be present when the final buzzer goes off. All the ornaments were made by our very own Sheriff Gage McBride.
Thank you.
Thanks. And this year, a special treat. All of the ornaments have been marked with a special discount from a local business.
Including one from my cafe.
Whoever finds the most ornaments will win the coveted Christmas trophy.
Ours.
Okay, Annie, Lily, listen. We're gonna take Center Street. Gage, you and Madison take Main Street. Okay,
got it? All right, everybody ready? On your marks. Get set. Go!
Everyone runs off. Madison grabs a hidden ornament.
Oh, nice one. Look at that.
Friendly competition. Please.
Well, I didn't say I didn't want to win.
Oh, yeah, you want to crush our opponents. But you want to be friendly about it.
Something like that. Oh, look. Here's one. Wow.
I think we might win this thing.
I think so.
Not that I'm competitive. So what's up with Rachel, anyway? Never mind. Not my business. Sorry.
You mean me and Rachel? Well, we talked about it, but, I don't date, really.
Too busy?
Not ready. At least I haven't been.
Sorry. It must be hard. But you'll know it when you meet the right person. Some things just can't be rushed.
What about you? Someone special back in Denver?
No. The travel part of my job makes it hard to connect with people. I mean, I'm open to it. I just haven't
met the right person.
Not yet. I don't think.
Christmas ornaments we got!
Oh my goodness, we may just win the thing after all. Good work.
There's one. Let's get it. I got you.
They get one from the light post.
Guys, we better get back to town hall. Time's running out.
All right, let's go, girls.
This was not your first rodeo, I could tell.
So, okay.
Girls.
Ethan announces.
And the winners are Team McBride!
The participants cheer. Rachel watches from a distance as Madison hugs Gage and then the girls. She turns and leaves.
I cannot believe Nell let you keep that.
Are you kidding me? I am never letting this out of my sight. What?
Oh, nothing. It's just funny. You pretend to be immune to the small town charm, but you get all starry-eyed over a $20 trophy.
Oh, I stand by what I said. Winning isn't everything, but it sure is nice.
Well, at some point, it's going to be hard to hide the fact that you like it here in Christmas.
This town does have some things going for it.
Does that mean you're thinking about changing your mind about where the ski resort goes?
To be honest, I doubt it.
I doubt it. That sounds like progress. No, I think we're wearing you down.
She grins.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna turn in. Good night.
Good night.
She gives him a wave from the stairs, then turns to watch him leave. He looks back at her from the sidewalk. The next day.
You know, the town hasn't gone to Santa's Village since I was a little kid. Wasn't it always part of the holiday fair?
No, we always did it a week before to spread things out.
We are going to charm Madison into choosing Christmas if it kills us.
And how are we affording all this? We're not using our money for the Christmas fair, are we? Because that is next week.
That's our big event.
Don't worry. We found some cost savings in the town budget.
The department can wait until next year for a new patrol car.
You did that for the town?
Yeah, anything for the...
Madison walks in and is startled by the small crowd.
Hey, it's the morning welcoming committee.
we were just talking about our Santa's Village that we do every year.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, so all the kids get a chance to go up and make their Christmas wishes to Santa. So sweet.
Oh, that sounds great. I love it. Is there anything I can do to help?
No. No, we're in good shape. Yeah. We have the scenery almost done. We've got a photographer coming in to take pictures. And I'm bringing gingerbread cookies and cocoa. Mm-hmm. And I bet Gage is playing Santa Claus, right?
Yes. Yes, he is.
I am. Of course. Yes.
Gage just loves playing Santa.
Mm. Oh, and that reminds me, we really need an elf to help out. Nell?
She hesitates.
Yeah, anything for the town.
I'm gonna need to see this. Well, what about Mrs. Claus? Who's gonna play her?
Oh, I think Madison should.
Wait, what?
In Claus costumes, Madison gestures to Santa to follow her.
Ho, 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 Mary! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho!
I can't believe I let you talk me into this.
Opportunities like this don't come along every day. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas,
Madison,
everyone!
You actually look pretty good.
Pretty good?
Speaking of which, we're short an elf, and I just happened to see a costume that looked like it would fit you.
Oh, no.
Yes. Christmas yet to come.
How can you say that? Christmas past was the best one.
Scrooge doesn't change until he sees what the future has in store.
Yes, but it all starts with him recognizing the mistakes he made in the past.
No, he has to accept the bad things in his past. But it's looking forward that does it. We all want something to look forward to.
You know what? I think you're right.
Annie, time for bed.
Okay. Good night, Madison.
Good night. Thanks for being an elf tonight.
It was easy.
I'll be back in a minute. I'll walk you home.
Take your time.
Gage checks into Lily's room.
borrow his suit for tonight. Did you tell him what you want for Christmas?
Well, I have everything I need.
Everything?
Pretty much. Why?
He comes into her room and sits on the bed.
Something you think I need?
No, not exactly. I just like to see you smile. You should do that more often.
I smile all the time.
No, you don't. Not as much as you used to.
Well, I guess we could all use some more smiles, huh?
Yeah. I think this is going to be the best Christmas yet.
I do, too.
What do you think Madison wants for Christmas?
I don't know. But I bet she would love one of your drawings.
Okay, yeah. I just think about what I want to draw.
Maybe it'll come to you in your dreams?
In other words, go to sleep, Lily.
I love you.
I love you too.
She gets under her covers.
Good night, sweetie.
Good night, Daddy.
Now outside, Madison is on the phone.
Joe, hi, it's Madison. I know it's late, but I wanted to leave you a message. I think Christmas might actually be a more viable option than I thought. And I think maybe I should spend a little more time here. Okay, let's talk first thing in the morning. Thanks, bye.
Gage overhears from the door.
Sorry. Didn't mean to eavesdrop.
I haven't totally changed my mind.
I understand.
And I still think Mountain Park is a better place for the resort.
Got it.
I just think maybe Christmas is worth another look.
That makes sense.
I'll just eat your cookie. Give me half.
She breaks off some of the cookie. Now at the town hall, Rachel stops working to watch Madison and Gage carrying boxes of decorations.
Talked to Joe Hartwell today.
Oh, yeah? How did that go?
He said he'd think about it. It's a good thing.
And it will be a good thing, right? Your resorts help the towns are built near.
Absolutely. New business, lots of tourists. It's great for growth.
And you've seen that happen a lot?
Not personally. I spend a lot of time in the towns getting the resorts ready to open, and once they do, I move on to the next place.
I need your help over the stage. Heavy lifting. Bend at the knees.
Yes, ma'am.
You're looking forward to the holiday fair? You are staying, right?
It's a possibility.
Oh, the kids would love it if you did. And you could be in the family choir with us.
Oh, I don't know. You haven't heard me sing.
Oh, trust me. You'll fit right in. Yeah. Gage, you'd like it if you stayed, too.
With you around, I'm not sure he has much choice in the matter.
You know, he lets me get away with a lot because it makes me feel needed, I guess.
You are needed. It's obvious.
Well, this has been good for him. You have been good for him.
Really? I thought you guys were just being nice to me because you wanted to get the ski resort.
Well, maybe at first.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this town almost as much as I love Gage and the kids.
I kind of got that.
Yeah. We just need a little help to remind us of what it is that makes Christmas so wonderful.
Mel rubs Madison's arm before rejoining the others. Rachel comes into the B&B and greets Madison.
Madison, are you turning in?
Just a little work left to do.
Working on getting us the resort.
We'll see what happens.
Well, everyone thinks you staying longer is a good sign. Ethan wants to give you the key to the city.
Oh, that might be a little premature.
But that is why you're staying, right? There's nothing else keeping you here?
No.
Oh, good.
That's it.
Rachel smiles.
Gage and I have known each other for a long time. He's a good man.
Yes, he is.
I feel like it's my job to look out for him, make sure he doesn't get hurt.
That's very nice of you.
I just feel like he needs somebody who's gonna stick around, somebody who can really be there for him, somebody local, if you get what I mean.
I get it. That might be a little hard if he takes that job in Denver.
Job? What job?
Madison drops her head.
He told me that in confidence, Rachel. I shouldn't have said anything.
No. I understand. I should let you get back to work. Have a good night.
Good night.
Rachel's expression darkens as Madison goes upstairs. At the diner, Chelsea plops down next to Madison.
Oh, this was so great. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, now tell me you're going to come up with a new town slogan for the sign. I'm so glad to hear that.
Oh, you don't like it either?
Santa's second favorite town? It's terrible. Christmas is so much more than that. We need something that tells people what we're all about. That feeling you get when you walk down Main Street.
What are you ladies up to?
We're talking about a new town slogan for the sign. Once we get a new one, that is. You never figured out how the old one got damaged?
It's still a mystery, isn't it, Madison? Mm-hmm.
Someone should call the town sheriff.
You better go. If we're late for choir practice, we'll never hear the end of it from now.
I will work on that slogan. Okay.
Madison and Gage on Main Street.
Can I ask you something? Why do you love it here so much?
Doing research for the new slogan?
Sure.
You talked about what Christmas was like when you were a kid, that feeling you had, the community, the family.
Right.
Well, you're home now. Is that where you dream of spending Christmas?
Oh, I guess I don't have a good answer to that. Denver's a nice city.
Yeah, but home isn't a city. It's the people. You know, all these people here, they're my family.
Does that mean you're not going to take the new job?
I haven't decided yet.
Nell interrupts them.
About the job, I might have...
Hey, you two! Come on!
We're coming. That's family.
He leads her to town hall. Inside, the choir gathers.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
You couldn't get Annie to join the choir practice?
She says she's too old for this.
No, I get the feeling this might be a little bigger than that.
Yeah, she used to love singing with her mom. I tried to talk to her about it.
I think if you could just get her up there, she'd have fun. Want to give it a shot?
Go ahead.
Hey, can I watch some practice with you?
I thought you were going to be in the choir.
Oh, yeah. But then I realized nobody wants to hear me sing. I just hope Lily isn't too disappointed. I know how much she wanted us all up there.
She did?
Yeah. I think she was remembering what it was like in the past, but looking forward to what it could be in the future.
Annie finally gives a smile.
Well, if Lily was really looking forward to it.
Madison grins and puts out her hand. Annie takes it, and they join the group.
Time for bed.
I'm almost finished.
I thought you already read that.
I'm reading it again.
You know, that was one of Mom's favorite books. She used to read that every Christmas.
I know. I wanted to read it before, but she wanted me to wait until I was older. She thought I would get scared by the ghosts.
She told me the same thing. Maybe I should read it after you're done.
You haven't read it?
Well, I've seen the movies.
Dad, it's not the same. The book is so much better.
How so?
Well, for starters, you get a better idea of what Scrooge is thinking. So you really feel it when you realize it's the true meaning of Christmas. And what I love about it is that there's so much mystery.
Gage looks on as she talks to him. Now Madison joins Gage in the garage. Gage uncovers the sleigh.
Whoa. Decided to take her out of retirement, huh?
Yeah, I think it's time.
What brought this on?
I was considering leaving because I thought we needed a change, a fresh start.
And now?
And now,
I think change doesn't mean you have to give up everything that means something, do you?
Glad to hear it.
She checks her phone.
Sorry. It's work. I gotta take it. Sorry.
She leaves him in the garage.
Joe? What's going on?
Madison. I've been reviewing the town's proposal, the financial benefits, and what you said about how charming the place is. And I've decided we're going to put the resort in Christmas.
That's great news, Joe. I'm so happy to hear it.
Yes, I'm glad you finally came around to my way of thinking.
When should we announce a decision?
Well, they have a big holiday fair starting tomorrow. The whole town's coming out. It could be really nice to do it here on Christmas Eve.
It sounds good. Will you arrange it with the mayor?
I will. I think everyone's going to be really excited.
They should be. I mean, just think of all the businesses it'll bring to town. Malls, stores, restaurants. They'll be as big as Mountain Park before you know it.
But, I mean, Christmas will still be Christmas.
Well, sure. Just a bigger, better, more modern version of it. We'll see you on Christmas Eve, Madison. And then we'll get you back to Denver. I'm sure you'll be glad to get home.
Yeah.
Her smile drops away.
I will. Bye.
From outside, Madison watches Gage at work. She walks among the lights at the festival.
Hey, Madison.
Dana, hi. I need help with research on some of the small towns where we've built resorts. Parkersburg, Shelter Lake, Mill Valley. I need to know what happens to the towns after we build.
Madison is on the phone at the diner.
Dana, this is not good. When we put resorts near small towns, they do fine on paper, but it's usually at the expense of the businesses that already exist. Big chains come along and force the closure of the mom and pop stores.
Change can be good, right?
Sometimes. You know, I pick the sites, and I open the resorts, and then I just leave. I never see what happens to the towns afterward.
That is not your fault.
No, it is when I know that the ski resort isn't going to save Christmas. It's going to destroy everything that makes it special. I can't let this happen.
Well, what are you going to do?
I need to convince the town.
What about Mr. Hartwell? I mean, he's pretty excited about putting the new resort there.
Then I need to convince him first.
Madison walks Main Street. She makes a call.
Madison, how are things at Christmas?
Hi, Joe. That's actually why I'm calling. I've been thinking about it, and I don't think we should put the resort in Christmas after all.
What? Why not?
I'm worried about the impact it'll have on the town.
Our resorts help places like Christmas.
In some ways, but I've been researching smaller towns where we put resorts, and local businesses end up being replaced by bigger chains and strip malls.
That's called progress, Madison.
Yep, maybe for them, but it wouldn't be for Christmas. I mean, this town's character is what makes it so unique to begin with. It's everything the holiday is about.
I don't understand. The financial deal that Christmas is offering is very appealing. It is worth it. You know, I would think that you'd be on board with that.
I know, but the cost to Christmas would be too great.
Then why does the town want the resort?
Because they don't realize that.
So it's our job to make that decision for them?
No. But we should be upfront with them about exactly what this resort will bring. And it is our job to consider better alternatives, both for the resort and for Christmas.
I hear what you're saying, but I worry that you're thinking with your heart here.
Joe, is that such a bad thing? I mean, this town is all about heart.
It's about much more than the resort, Madison.
There is a lot at stake here.
I know.
But I believe Christmas is worth fighting for.
They end the call. Now at night, inside Town Hall, everyone is gathered.
Oh, she's here. She's coming. Gage, I've been looking for you.
I've been looking for you, too.
There's something I need to tell you.
Hello, everyone. Oh. I'd like to welcome you to the annual Town of Christmas Fair. We have a very special guest with us here tonight. Madison, would you like to come up on stage, please?
Gage smiles at her, and she walks to the stage.
We have really enjoyed having you here in Christmas with us, and we hope to be seeing a lot more of you in the future. So, on behalf of everyone at Christmas, I'd like to present to you the key to the city.
He presents her a fancy gold key in a red velvet box.
Thank you. I really don't deserve this. Listen, I know everyone really wants the ski resort to come here. But I need to tell you why I don't think that's a good idea. Just hear me out. The ski resort will not be good for this town.
But it's supposed to bring jobs and tourism. That sounds good to me, right?
Let me explain.
Hey, everyone, please calm down. Let's just hear her out. It's okay.
Why? Seems like she hasn't been straight with us.
I'd like to hear what she has to say. I would think you would, too. I mean, if you won't do it for her, please, at least do it for me.
Why should we? I heard you're taking a job and moving to Denver. What?
Gage, I'm sorry.
Gage leaves the stage and then walks outside the hall.
Gage, wait.
Madison joins him outside.
Gage, I'm so sorry. It just slipped out.
Why didn't you tell me?
I tried. I wanted to, but everything blew up at the resort. We can find a way to fix this.
How? In one fell swoop, you ruined my credibility and yours. They are never going to listen to us.
I really was trying to help the town. Seems like all I've done is hurt it. I'm so sorry.
She leaves the porch. A full moon shines over the McBride house. Madison hugs Nell.
Thanks for dropping in on your way home.
It's the least I could do. I wanted to say goodbye. Lily? Annie? Merry Christmas.
What about the choir? Something to look forward to, remember?
I know, but you still can.
Annie looks down. She hands Madison a gift with a card.
What's this? Merry Christmas. I drew the reindeer.
Thank you. Best reindeer ever.
You're welcome.
She hugs Lily, but then hugs Annie tighter and longer.
Okay, kids. Okay, guys, let's get ready for bed. Come on, let's go.
Madison blinks back tears as Nell takes the kids to bed.
Well, Merry Christmas, Gage.
Merry Christmas, Madison.
She turns away. He watches her put on her coat, standing stiffly with his hands behind his back. After the door closes behind her, she looks back at him through the glass. He is still watching her. A new day, Gage is sanding a side of the sleigh.
Oh.
Good morning.
Will you look at that?
Yeah. Brings back a lot of memories, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. Good ones. Well, we should head off to the town hall.
Yeah, I just need to clean up here for a bit. I'll be in. Okay.
Nell pauses at the door.
No? Something on your mind?
I'm just trying to figure out how to say something to you.
When have you ever not known how to talk to me?
No, but this is important, and I don't want to mess it up.
Okay.
Gage puts down his tools.
I loved Beth. I loved her like she was my own daughter.
She loved you too.
And when she died, she took a piece of my heart with her. But I still have room in my heart for new people to love. And there's room in yours too, Gage.
And how do you know when you're ready?
You just do. You know, all those things that we did, the Festival of Lights and the ornament hunt and Santa's Village, you know, all those old traditions we brought back. We did that just to try and change Madison's mind, but I think it changed ours too.
How so?
It reminded us of who we are. We are Christmas. We're a town of big-hearted people with a huge capacity to love. We have Madison to thank for that.
She leaves, and he eventually grins. At Hartwell Industries, Dana sees Madison waxing with her belongings in a box. Madison drops some items.
What are you... Did Mr. Hartwell fire you?
No, not yet. After everything that's happened,
there's got to be something you can do, though.
I wish there was, but I don't know what it is.
Who's this from?
Oh.
Dana picks up the present.
It's from Annie.
She smiles at the reindeer on the card and unwraps a copy of A Christmas Carol. She carefully opens the cover and reads the inscription.
Madison, for all your Christmases yet to come. Love, Annie.
Oh, Madison. I'm Scrooge.
No, I would not go that far.
I used to go in and put these huge resorts in these little towns, and I never wondered what happened to them afterward. I just assumed they would all be better for it.
But that's not the future for the town of Christmas, because I know what Christmas is really about. It's about home.
She stops suddenly.
What? There's another way.
What are you thinking?
Dana, when does Joe leave for Christmas?
Not until later this afternoon, around 5, I think. Why?
Because I think the right opportunity may have just come along.
Madison hops up and runs off. At town hall, Joe and Harrison join Ethan and Gage.
Quite the event you have here, gentlemen.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of it.
I can see why. I think all the good things I've heard about this place are true.
We think so. Mm-hmm. Well, you ready to get started?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go. Hey.
Gage greets the crowd.
Merry Christmas, everyone. First of all, I'd like to clear something up. Yes, I was offered a job with Denver PD, and no, I'm not taking it. I'm staying right here in Christmas. This is my home. It's the best place in the world. And I'd like to help keep it that way.
Rachel knits her brows and claps.
All right, let's get down to business. I'd like to introduce Mr. Joe Hartwell of Hartwell Enterprises.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Sheriff. Good evening, everyone, and Merry Christmas. I know you all think that I'm here to talk about the ski resort, but this afternoon, before we left Denver, I was approached with another idea. To explain this, here's Madison Lane.
Rachel frowns as Madison makes her way to the stage. At the microphone, Madison clenches her hands.
Hi. When I first got here, I didn't really get what Christmas was all about. I mean, I thought I did, but all of you have helped me understand that.
She looks to Gage, and he nods and smiles at her.
Christmas is that feeling you get when you decorate the tree with the people you love. It's baking cookies, it's handmade ornaments. Christmas is about home and family. I want people to experience that the way I have here. So, instead of a ski resort, we want to invest in the town to make it a year-round Christmas destination. We'll bring back all the traditions and create attractions that'll allow people to celebrate the joy and magic of the holidays throughout the year. And imagine a brand new sign welcoming people to the town, telling them.
She reveals a new sign.
Christmas means home all year round.
The townspeople all smile.
I say we put it to a vote.
Sorry, we can't afford to miss an opportunity like this.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye!
The crowd unanimously agrees.
Well done, Mattis.
Thank you, Joe.
I get the impression you'll want to oversee the project yourself instead of coming back to Denver.
I will. Finally found a home. Just in time for Christmas.
I'm happy for you.
Annie and Lily hug Madison.
Hi.
Now, Madison and the McBrides sing.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Glad tidings we bring to you and your kin. Glad tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Gage and Madison.
Did it.
We did it. You're the one who reminded me about the true meaning of Christmas. I needed to come home to understand it.
When you left, it was like you took a piece of me with you. So don't do that again, okay?
Okay.
Because every time you leave, it's like I'm afraid that you're gonna crash into that sign again.
You done?
For now.
Merry Christmas, Gage.
Merry Christmas, Madison.
They join hands and then kiss.